Monday, December 8, 2008. I'm Mayor Scott Smith and have the privilege and honor of conducting this meeting this evening. We'll begin with an invocation by Reverend Jerry Wilkerson of the First United Church of Mesa, and she'll be followed by Councilmember Scott Summers leading us in the pledge. If you'd all please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Let us pray. God of grace and abundance, you have taught us how to serve one another and have gifted us with leaders who are dedicated to service in the city of Mesa. We thank you for your continued guidance of them as they make decisions that improve the quality of life for all of our citizens. We ask for the spirit of wisdom, of courage, and of mercy to flow freely from their hearts as they continue to lead. We ask for your blessing upon their families who support them in the important work they do. And we ask that you bless the city of Mesa itself, its people, its homes, and its businesses in these difficult economic times, so that together we may become a city of peace and prosperity for all. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Reverend Wilkerson and Councilmember Summers.
All city council meetings.
First item on the agenda will be the consent agenda. Kevin?
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3.1A, act on new restaurant license for L Train's Cheap Seats Sports Grill, 1316 South Longmore, number 101. Item 4A, act on contract for water meter assembly rehabilitation, including alternates 2 and 3, $361,460. Funding's available from the fiscal year 08-09 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 4B, act on contract for gas main extension, $494,862.50. Funding's available from the fiscal year 08-09 Gas Bond Capital Program. Item 4C, act on contract for gas main extension, funding available from the fiscal year 08-09 Gas Bond Capital Program. That amount is $234,187.91. Item 4D, act on contract for Broadway Recreation Center chiller installation, $218,900. This contract partially funded through a Salt River Pima Indian Community Grant and contributions from the Mesa Association of Sports for the Disabled. Item 5A, act on resolution to authorize procurement of a firm electric power supply and periodic supplemental supplies. Item 5B, act on resolution to secure $56,905 in grant funds to provide equipment for police explosive team. Item 5C, act on resolution to secure $17,600 in grant funds for overtime earned by police testifying in DUI cases. Item 5D, act on resolution to adopt the Mesa Gateway Strategic Development Plan document. Item 5E, act on resolution finding the existence of slum and blight for the Mesa Proving Grounds property and designating the property as a redevelopment area. Item 5F, act on resolution to authorize sale of units 2 and 3 of the Carousel View Condominiums, 4th floor. Item 6A, introduce ordinance for January 12th, Z08-67, 6750 East Baywood Avenue for addition to existing hospital. Item 6B, introduce ordinance for January 12th, Z08-68, 7400 East Southern Avenue for a rezone. Item 7A has been continued to the January 12th council meeting. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Kevin, thank you very much. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove any of the items from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Are there any requests by members of the council to remove items from the consent agenda? We have a motion by Vice Mayor Jones to approve the consent agenda, a second from Councilmember Summers. I'd like to make a couple of comments on, or one comment on one of the items, and that is item 4D, which is the Broadway Recreation Center. I'd like to thank both the Salt River Pima Indian community for their generous grant, and also McCarthy Builders, McCarthy Building Companies, who contributed a large amount of sums of money to complete this worthwhile cause. So the amount that we're actually paying, which is very low from the city funds, is very significant when you add in the generous contributions that have been made. So I'd like to recommend or recognize them. Okay, any other comments? Councilmember Summers.
I have one comment on item 5D, the Mesa Gateway Strategic Development Plan document. This has been something we've been working on for 2 years. I didn't want it just to slide through completely on consent, though anytime you get anything on consent, it's a wonderful opportunity, so you don't want to pull it off. This is truly our vision for the future. We've been working on it for quite some time. It is a flexible document, more flexible than what we have seen historically with our zoning ordinance. It is really a leading edge document in that it takes a form-based approach, which is different than cities have been zoning or hoping to design and to deal with the design of what happens in their cities. So, John Wesley, thank you very much for the last 2 years of hard work and really being, this is the first city, as it was said during our meeting with the General Motors area, that this is the first city that's adopted a form-based approach, and here we are doing it again as far as part of our strategic plan. Also, thanks to HDR for 2 years of work that has gone into to creating this document. But I am confident that it's going to help us create that 100,000 high-wage jobs, or help in that design of that 100,000 high-wage jobs we hope to see, but also in one of the council's key goals, which is environmental sustainability in design and construction, transit, the use of open space, and reuse of our water resources. So with that, Mayor, I'm very pleased to see this move forward and final approval.
Thank you, Council Member. We also had one comment from a member of the audience who did not wish to remove the items 5D, to which Council Member Summers just spoke, and 5E. Stephen L. West wanted to recognize that he was in support of these two items. Okay, before we vote, one item of information. Item 5E does require a two-thirds vote. So please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The consent agenda is passed, including item 5E. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing on the General Plan Amendment GP Minor 08-13, which relates to text amendment and wording to the citywide definition of mixed use and transit-oriented development. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the audience?
No requests, Mayor.
Are there any council member who wishes to speak? Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. This really is an important step for our community. The impact will be felt first in West Mesa, but it's a wonderful blueprint for the rest of the community. I want to take the time to compliment Councilmember Richens for all the work that he has done on this in his private capacity before coming onto council, as well as work by our city staff that did a very good job engaging the public, engaging the stakeholders in this transit-oriented development process. This will be, I think, an important element for the city and the community for new development, new investment along our transit lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from council? If not, I'll declare the public hearing closed. We'll now move on to item 3B, which is to take action on the resolution on GP Minor 08-13 text amendment to the Mesa 2025 General Plan, Minor General Plan Amendment to add a new land use category titled Mixed Use / Transit Oriented Development. I have a motion from Councilmember Richens, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve. Any questions or comments from the council? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion passes. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from citizens present?
No requests, Mayor.
I have a motion.
Second.
There, thank you. I have a motion from Councilmember Summers, second from the Vice Mayor to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.